This podcast replay is brought to you by BocaJawSurgery.com. From dental implants, wisdom teeth, jaw surgery, and facial cosmetic procedures, trust your care to a board-certified oral and facial surgeon. Call Dr. Ronnie Katz today, 561-499-3331, BocaJawSurgery.com.
No one wanted crypto last year when it was cheap. Well, not just that. It's just, you know, we had a lot of people that were dissing it because we have people in our government, we have people in leadership positions and financial institutions that were lying to the public about it. That's the worst thing about it, is that we have lied to the public. Not here on this show. On this show, we have enlightened you. We have educated you. Okay? We have kept you in the forefront of all of this. Really ahead of everybody else. Ahead of 95% of the world. That's how this show has been. But that's, you know, what can I tell you? Yeah. Bad people out there, man. Bad people. Sometimes they look like Warren Buffett, and sometimes they look like Elizabeth Warren. But they're bad people. And they lie to you about Bitcoin. And so now the IMF. The IMF, okay? The IMF is basically the folks that kind of drive everything in Europe. And nobody has been against crypto more almost than the IMF, okay? They told El Salvador in 2020, not to use Bitcoin as legal tender. Do you know what the IMF put out yesterday? This is 2020. Do you know what they put now in 2024? Bitcoin protects savings for individuals in high inflation countries. The IMF was threatening countries that went to Bitcoin that they would then be threatened to be, you know, be knocked off of their money system. And El Salvador just gave them the middle finger and kept going. And they did the right thing. And now the IMF, like Warren Buffett, like plenty of other people, have changed their minds. And, you know, it's not that they changed their minds. It's that they finally gave in to something that they knew they couldn't stop anymore. That's all. Since they can't control it, the government can't manipulate it, that's a problem for them.